This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. The Russian military continues to inflict a heavy toll on Ukraine, as the governor of a northern region said Thursday the city of Chernihiv has experienced colossal losses and destruction amid heavy bombardment from Russian artillery and airstrikes. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
The governor told Ukrainian TV that over 53 bodies had been sent to the city's morgues within the space of 24 hours. Ukrainian authorities also said that 10 people were killed in Chernihiv while standing in line for bread. Russia has denied involvement. The governor also said civilians were hiding in basements and shelters without access to utilities in the city of 280,000 people. Chernihiv, which is close to the borders with Belarus and Russia, was one of the first cities to come under attack when the Russian invasion of Ukraine began. I'm Karen Chemas.
Ukraine's emergency services added that a hostel in Chernihiv was shelled in Thursday's attack, killing a mother, father, and three of their children, including three-year-old twins. Meanwhile, local officials say 21 people have been killed by Russian artillery that destroyed a school and a community center in Marifa, near the northeast city of Kharkiv, just before dawn Thursday. The Kharkiv region has been seen heavy bombardment as stalled Russian forces try to advance in the area. This is VOA News.